Welcome back to the Embodied Remembrance podcast. My name is Jasmine and I am the host of this podcast. I have been having so many conversations with women over the past like month or 6 weeks, and there is this like really beautiful residing theme within every conversation I've been having of late. And this is this no longer being available to self suffering. Now, by this I mean choosing to suffer because it's familiar. Choosing to suffer because it is a space that we feel so deeply comfortable in. And this is one of the traps that can happen when we are on this healing journey, is that we kind of get really kind of in the swamp of our suffering. We stay there. And we kind of get stuck because there's a part of us that doesn't know how to not suffer. Because we are so well versed at it. You know, we've experienced suffering in our lives, and then we kind of take that into our healing and transformational journey. And then we almost get stuck as if we're in this like swamp of suffering. And we stay there. And we stay there and we're continually adding to the bag. Continually adding to the badge of suffering. And it is not something that we need to be doing. There may be a part of you that really wants to. As with anything, we've got to be okay with the fact that we are slightly kinky in our ways when it comes to our healing things. A lot of what we kind of find ourselves in when it comes to these topics, like, there's a part of you that really enjoys suffering, and that's okay, because that's part of the human experience. Part of being human is having these like quirky corners of our psyche. And instead of rejecting them, we welcome them, we accept them, we acknowledge them, so they don't hold so much charge. It's because in the rejection of them, they start to come out sideways and start to wreak havoc in life. And because I've been having these conversations with women around this topic of suffering, it really kind of got me thinking, you know, there's a difference between being with the pain of an experience and choosing to suffer. Like actively choosing to suffer. You can be in the pain of an experience or a past experience and allow that time, that moment, those moments and the experience to really be present. Being present to your pain. Being in the grief, the rage, the hurt, the frustration, whatever's there. Whatever is alive for you. Allowing that to be it. But actually, can you begin to notice when you are actively in the pain and in the process of alchemizing your pain, and when you are choosing to stay in the swamp of your own suffering because it's familiar, because it feels safe there, because it's known? And can you notice when you are actively choosing to stay there as opposed to maybe orientating to something else? Maybe orientating to like the presence of your body, the presence of your breath, the presence of the beauty that is spring, the presence of joy, the presence and the beauty of the connections you hold in your life. And it's not about, I think if you've been listening to this podcast, you know I'm not someone who like bypasses. We don't do that here. But there is this thing of like, if you are noticing that you are just living from a space of suffering, how is that like supporting you? How is that nourishing you? And can you actually start to notice when you are actively processing pain and actively choosing to suffer? Because we need to be present to the pain as it arises, as things unfold, because life is, you know, continual twists and turns. There are going to be moments where we experience pain and hurt and anguish, grief, rage, all of these things. And can you notice when maybe you are just consistently orientating towards suffering in your life? Because again, it's the path well trodden, and actually the path that is maybe a little bit new to you is choosing to not suffer, choosing to not continually poke at the wound. You know, when we are in this kind of like healing and transformational spaces, we can find ourselves like trying to just pick at a wound to try and get it all out at this, like, at the same time, when that's not how transformation works. But we can be so obsessed with the wounds that we actually forget about all of the rest of life, all of the rest of life and all of the beauty that is all around us. Because the thing is, if we choose to stay present to life, if we are like an active participant in life, we do not have to just focus on the wound, the suffering, because life will literally gift you circumstances that invite you to explore the wound, to explore the pain within that wound when the time is right. You can literally, if you begin to see your life as this perfectly carved path to kind of shift and strip you of any distortions, any patterns, any behaviors, any stories that do not serve you, you really begin to see how, oh yes, of course that experience, of course that conversation was played out the way it was, because it was allowing me to see that this part of me is still deeply afraid of intimacy, of commitment, or of X, Y, and Z. And it gives us all of these opportune moments to actually open ourselves up more and more to what it is that life is serving us, without having to stare and pick and poke at the wound and stay like in that swamp and that stickiness of suffering. You know, we do not come into this work, this transformational work, to continue to suffer. We come into this work to alchemize and shift out of stories, out of beliefs, out of experiences that maybe brought us to our knees. And we have to actively choose to step away from the suffering, to step away from what no longer serves us but may feel super safe, you know. For the system, for the mind, the familiar is always going to feel safe. The unknown is always going to feel unsafe, even if it is literally everything that you have been calling into your life for years. So we have to be super present to this, and we have to go so slow. You can't rush this in the sense of you've got to tend to your body and your nervous system and to all of the parts of you that may be frozen in resistance, contracted and braced. And another thing to just think about is when you are orientated to suffering, like as your consistent like form and way of living, is your system is constantly in survival. If you are orientated towards suffering, your system is orientated to survival. And, you know, this is such a big thing at the moment, a big theme in my world, where this is not something that women are available for anymore. This constantly feeling on edge, feeling braced, feeling exhausted, that they are so on alert in life. And there's this beginning to really unwind that and unpack that in the body, in the nervous system, as we create tools, as we cultivate the tools to begin to shift out of that, to find ways and foundations that support the transition out of that, so that you can live a life where you are able to stay open and receptive, and to slow down to a point where you're really, really able to listen to how the body is speaking to you. The whispers of the body, the nudges of the body, the knowing of the body. And not always having this kind of clenched jaw as if you are ready for action. You know, we're not always meant to be ready for action. And our own journeys with our own past, our own experiences in our lives personally, but also how society is set up and how much sensation and just intensity that brings. And it's like, can we begin to soften out of this continual gritting your teeth, clenching your jaw, fists clenched, you know, like this activation in the body that you're having to feel like you're ready to go, survive. There's no other like way in those moments, and actually choosing to be like, no, I deeply deserve to live a life where I am no longer stuck in survival. Choosing a different pathway. I no longer choose to suffer. I no longer choose to be the one that chooses to stay in my suffering. I no longer choose to constantly live from survival. Can you begin to choose a different orientation and explore what thriving looks like and feels like in your system? Can you explore what it is to orientate towards joy and play and ease over forcing, rushing, punishing, suffering? And this is all available to you. It's all available to you. And this is something that I am able to guide and offer for you, if this has resonated as a service. There's a couple of ways that we can embark on this journey of unwinding this orientation towards survival and suffering, and this reorientation towards thriving and joy and ease in your system. You are welcome to. I'll pop everything in the show notes for you. There's a couple of ways to work alongside this that can really support you. The first one, and I'm going to speak more into this in next week's episode, but I am running a rose medicine journey. Now, I haven't spoken so much about my work with rose on the podcast, but I'm going to dedicate an episode to rose medicine next week. So if you are curious, check out my Instagram because I speak more about rose on there, but also I will be sharing more about like the transformative power of working with rose medicine on next week's episode. I am running a 6-week group online journey called The Way of the Rose, which is where we are going to really explore alongside the medicine of the rose everything that I've just shared on this topic of reorientation, stepping out of survival and into this more soft, open and receptive, more balanced way of being in the body. So that begins on the 2nd of June and runs until the 13th of July, and that's online, so it's an online group immersion. I've not ran a group course online for over a year now, so it feels really beautiful to be doing so with rose medicine alongside it. This rose immersion is also available as a one-to-one option as well. So if you're like, oh, it sounds really good, but I just love that little bit more bespoke support, then you are more than welcome to sign up through the one-to-one option, which I will also place the link to in the show notes. And then finally, if you are wanting to explore this in another one-to-one capacity, this type of work fits really, really beautifully with my one-to-one embodiment bundle option. So there are 5 and 10 session bundle options available for you, and I will also pop the link in the show notes for you. I only have at this time of recording on the 2nd of May, I only have space available for one one-to-one client. So if you are interested, feel free to get a feel for the one-to-one spaces. And if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to send me an email through my website, or you are more than welcome to book a connection call so that we can have a chat and attune to whichever one-to-one journey is most suitable for you at this time. So I'm going to leave you with the question of, where are you orientating towards your suffering and choosing that? And what is one thing that you can do to begin to reorientate towards joy, towards thriving? I'd love to hear how this lands for you, and you're welcome to. There's a pigeon in the background. I've got the door open as I record this. You're more than welcome to drop me a message over on Instagram, or again via my website, sharing how this lands for you. Thank you so much.